Ciao! Great news if you're thinking about joining our online Italian school. Doors are now officially open.
Due to growing demand, places are limited and we sometimes have to close registration early. So if you're interested, now's the perfect time to join. Click the link in the description to find out more.
You're in Milan for the weekend. Che cosa puoi fare? What can you do? Find out in episode 55 of 5 Minute Italian. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti a 5 Minute Italian. I'm Katie.
And I'm Matteo. Ciao!
And in today's lesson, we'll be talking about things to do in Milan.
Let's listen to the conversation first, then we'll go through the details.
Matteo, che cosa puoi fare a Milano?
Beh, puoi visitare il Duomo e salutare la Madonnina. O puoi visitare Castello Sforzesco. Puoi mangiare piatti tipici del nord Italia, come il risotto. Puoi bere il prosecco e mangiare il panettone. Puoi fare aperitivo. E ovviamente puoi parlare in italiano.
So, first you heard me ask, che cosa puoi fare a Milano?
What can you do in Milan? Che cosa?
What?
Puoi?
You can?
Fare?
Do?
A Milano.
In Milan. And notice here that we said a Milano. When Italians are talking about cities, they use a.
Yes, they don't say they're in Milano. They say a Milano. A Londra. A Barcellona,
etc. Next, you heard Matteo say,
puoi visitare il Duomo e salutare la Madonnina.
You can visit the cathedral and say hello to la Madonnina, which is the little golden statue of the Virgin Mary at the top of the cathedral.
Puoi,
you can,
visitare,
visit,
il Duomo,
the cathedral,
e
and
salutare,
say hello to,
la Madonnina,
the little Virgin Mary statue. In Italian, the word salutare means say hello to someone, which kind of makes sense because it's like salute, salutare. So, la saluto, to her I salute, is literally I say hello to her. Now, let's talk quickly about the word Madonnina.
In Italian, Madonna means the Virgin Mary. The ina at the end means that is small. We do this a lot in Italian. For example, the word panino, which means sandwich, literally means small bread. Pane means bread and ino means that is small.
And coming back to the Madonnina, in Milan, one of my favourite things to do is to climb up to the top of the cathedral, the Duomo. You can see the Madonnina from close up, and you can also see all of the Gothic architecture from the cathedral. And if it's a clear day, you can get a bird's eye view of the Milan rooftops and see over to the Alps as well.
Very nice.
Next, you heard.
Puoi visitare il Castello Sforzesco.
You can visit the Sforzesco castle. Now, Milan is quite special because it's one of the few cities where you've got a big castle right in the middle of the city.
Con un parco bellissimo.
With a beautiful park. Next, you heard.
Puoi mangiare piatti tipici del nord Italia, come il risotto.
You can eat typical dishes of northern Italy, like risotto.
Puoi,
you can,
mangiare,
eat,
piatti,
dishes,
tipici,
typical,
del,
of the,
nord,
north,
Italia,
Italy,
come,
like,
il risotto,
the, literally the, risotto. Then you had?
Puoi mangiare il panettone e bere il prosecco.
You can eat panettone, which is a typical Italian Christmas cake, a Milanese specialty, and drink prosecco. Notice that Italians usually say the panettone and the prosecco, a little bit like we saw before with the risotto, mm-hmm. il risotto. That's because in Italian with nouns, we almost always use il or la, even when we wouldn't in English. So, mangiare il panettone e bere il prosecco is a typical Christmas tradition in Italy. In December, people get together with their loved ones to eat il panettone and drink il prosecco. And what else can you do?
Puoi fare aperitivo.
Aperitivo in Italian is when people meet up after work at around 7 or 8 for a cocktail and nibbles. And in Milan, over the years, the nibbles have got more and more generous, so that now a typical Milanese aperitivo is almost like a drink with a free all-you-can-eat buffet next to it.
Notice that in Italian, they say fare aperitivo, literally do aperitivo.
Next, you heard Matteo say?
Puoi parlare italiano.
You can speak Italian. And speaking of parlare italiano, we would like to invite you to our next Italian immersion vacation in Milan from the 15th to the 17th of December 2018. We're calling it Prosecco and Panettone because it's Christmas time, so there will definitely be quite a bit of that involved. And we'll be doing all of the things we talked about in this episode and more, like tasting traditional Italian hot chocolate, which is a lot thicker and creamier than the English one, mm-hmm. right? Taking walking tours of Milan, exploring the Galleria and the Christmas markets. And Matteo will be teaching you how to make pasta, right?
Right.
To find out more, click on the link in the show notes below and sign up to our Immersion Vacations mailing list. If you're listening after the deadline has passed, no worries. You can sign up to the mailing list anyway and we'll send you information about the next vacation as soon as it's ready. That's it for this week. Ciao for now, or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima!